Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Willem Werner speaking, and today it's my pleasure to present you our figures for the first half year of 2016, together with my colleague Olaf Borkers and Patrick Kiss on the line. Operations. As usual, I would like to start with the retail turnover on slide 2. In the first half of 2016, the like-for-like turnover of the tenants in our 15 shopping centers was slightly lower by 0.3%. In the first 6 months of 2015, the comparable figure was minus 0.1%. Second-wise, you can see that fashion, our most important retailer group, stayed on the same level as in the first half of 2015, after starting the year with plus 0.2% in Q1. Shoes and leather goods came out 2.5% lower. General retail decreased slightly by 0.6%. However, services again showed a very nice plus of 3.3%, and electronics a plus of 1.5% in the first half of 2016. The tenants of our three shopping centers abroad in Austria, Hungary, and Poland showed a continued positive trend and it grew by 2.2% on a like-for-like basis. Therefore, if we have a look at the overall tenant sales of Deutsche EuroShop Group on a like-for-like basis, we were stable. Looking at the total sales, we see a plus of 0.4% for Germany and 2% abroad, which reflects a growth of 0.6% for the total portfolio. As we all know, the times are rather competitive in retail, and we remain a little cautious looking at the fashion segment, not only thinking of the e-commerce influence, but also looking at the very special summer weather we are currently having in northern Germany and also in other parts of Germany. And I hope that you guys had more luck, especially in your summer vacations. Closing up the operational aspects, we saw a stable rent-to-sales ratio of now 9.2% after 9.1% at year-end 2015. And looking at the frequencies in our centers, we are happy to report a modest increase in Germany and abroad. We are curious about what we will see in the next months concerning that number. Let's now come to the financials, and they start on page 3 with the profit and loss. Looking at our results after 6 months, the numbers look satisfying as expected. Revenues went up by 1.2%. This figure looks rather well compared to the still very low inflation, but here we had some positive influences from some one-off like compensations from tenants. Property operating and management costs grew accordingly to plan by 1.2 million or a plus of 13.8%, mainly due to higher running maintenance costs. And as a result, NOI remained nearly unchanged. While the other operating income remained pretty much on the level of the first 6 months of 2015, our corporate costs were 0.6 million euro lower due to the extraordinary personal cost items in the first half year of 2015. As a result, EBIT increased to 88.8 million. That is a plus of 0.7%. Net finance costs of now 25.5 million euro were slightly higher, which mainly resulted from investment costs for the extension of our non-consolidated Phoenix Center here in Hamburg, which outweighed the interest cost savings. The valuation result for our consolidated shopping centers consists of investment costs of 3.2 million euro, which are 1.3 million higher than in the first half of 2016. These investment costs vary year by year and over the course of the year, depending on the realization status for the ongoing refurbishments, construction improvements, and alterations. But generally speaking, these investment costs are in line with our planning. Due to this valuation result, EBT was down by 2.4% or 1.4 million euro, now standing at 60.1 million euro, with taxes of 11.4 million, which are 0.5 million lower compared to the first 6 months of 2015. The consolidated profit decreased correspondingly by 2% to now 48.7 million euro. Adjusting such figures for these revaluation results show a nice increase of the operating profit of 2.3%. For our key figures, which you will find on page 4, that means the following. Earnings per share decreased from 92 to 90 cents, that is 2%. However, on an EPRA basis, the EPS increased from 95 to 97 cents, as just stated, a plus of 2.3%. FFO per share increased by 2.6% to now €1.16 in the first 6 months after €1.14 in the first 6 months of the year before. You'll find the detailed calculations for the FFO and the earnings per shares on slide 5 and 6. On page 7, we'll come to our balance sheet, which looks as strong and as conservative as you know it. Again, the changes are rather limited as there were no big changes in our portfolio. Total equity, including minorities, went down by 30.3 million or 1.5%, whereas financial liabilities increased by 1.7 or 22.3 million euro due to the short-term use of the credit line. Total assets decreased by 2.4 million slightly, and the equity ratio decreased to a still strong 52.8%. The LTV moved up marginally to now 36%. And just to relax you, all these changes were mainly due to the payment of a dividend in June 2016, and they will come back, of course, the numbers as we earn more cash flow over the years. Non-current assets, e.g. investment properties, increased by 7.6 million euro, which is mainly due to the Karstadt property adjacent to our Rathaus Center in Dessau, which we acquired as of April 1st this year. The current assets decreased by some 5 million. All other movements are rather small. Let's come to the loan structure, which we've outlined on slide 8. The current average interest rate of our 1.4 billion euro consolidated financial debt is now at 3.66%, while the loans have an interest duration of 5.5 years on average. The loans becoming due this year are close to be extended and will receive very good interest indications at the currently low interest level. On page 9, as usual, you'll find more details for the maturities of our loan portfolio, and you will see that we'll still have very good potential to decrease our interest costs in the next years. As of today, we still consider that interest rates will remain low, so we see no urgency to refinance our loan portfolio before the regular repayment dates of the respective loan agreements. We now come to the bridges, starting on page 10. Without any major transaction, they again look a bit flat, but of course we want to show the changes for the first 6 months of 2016. Revenues saw an increase of 1.2 million or 1.2% from 100.6 to 101.8 million euro. This effect is mainly due to the regular indexation of the base rent of the leasing contracts and some more extraordinary items like the compensation from some tenants that left the center before the contractual maturity of their respective loan agreements. Let's now come to the financial result on page 11. Total interest costs were 1.2 million lower than in the last year's period. Here, the refinancing of the loans of our center in Wetzlar nicely contributed to that improvement. As part of the financial result, the equity result decreased to now 9.5 million euro compared to 10.8 million in the prior year. This was mainly due to the investment cost that occurred in our non-consolidated shopping centers, which are part of the equity result. These investment costs were 1.7 million higher than in the first half of 2015. The minority profit share turned out to be 0.4 million lower, and as a result, the net finance cost came out 0.8 million higher than in the first 6 months of 2015, summing now up to 25.5 million euro. Now let's proceed to the EBT bridge on the next page. You will see that EBT moved down by 1.4 million to now 60.1 million euro. Valuation, as just described, contributed minus 2.9 million to the change, and the remainder resulted from an increase in the operating profit of 1.5 million, that is a plus of 2.3%. Last but not least, we'll find the profit bridge on page 13. Profit after tax decreased by 1 million euro to now 48.7 million euro, and here again, following the same explanation, valuation contributed after tax 2.2 million to the change, and 1.2 million or 2.3 came from 2.3% came from the increase of the operating profit. These were our bridges for the first 6 months of 2016. As we have addressed before, inflation is one important input factor for our top-line growth. To follow up on that, we've included on page 14 a recent chart showing the development of the German Consumer Price Index. You can see as expected on continued or overall continued flat development with some very interesting volatility on a month-by-month basis. The ECB has again increased its effort to fuel inflation in Q2 of 2016 by now even buying bonds from corporates and also from the real estate sector. Let's now come on slide 16 to our guidance. As all our major figures are so far in line on the basis of today's information, we can confirm our guidance for 2016. We calculate with revenues of around 200 to 204 million euro, an EBIT between 175 and 179 million euro, and an operating profit before tax and without valuation of 127 to 130 million euro. For the FFO per share, we are confident to be in the range of 226 to 230 euro per share, and these results should enable us to earn the proposed dividend of 1 euro 40 per share for 2016. Let's now come to the investment market. The investment market, as you probably know, remains very hot in general. With the decision upon the Brexit, we expect this development to continue or get even more accelerated for continental Europe. Currently, in this environment, we are in negotiations for participation in a German shopping center, which, as we have stated before, fulfills our investment criteria. And this center would really well fit into our existing portfolio. For further international shopping center and center in Eastern Europe, we are still in the busying phase. Again, we'll see how far we get here. Competition stays tough, and the winner takes it all, not only in Rio, at the Olympic Games at the moment. So far my presentation. Thanks for listening, and I'm happy to take your questions now.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. First question comes from line of Anna Pan of Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for your presentation, first of all. There are three questions from my side. First of all, if you look at your guidance of year-end, the upper bound is at 230, FFO per share at 230, but if you look at the run rate, basically the half-year results times two, the FFO is 2.33. So I was wondering if there's any seasonal effect in the second half of the year.
Yeah, do you want me to ask answer right now, or do you want to ask your other two questions also first? How do you want to handle that?
Oh, yeah, okay, I can continue. The second question is more maybe to shed more colors on the indicated potential acquisition, because you mentioned that you're looking at one shopping center in Germany and then put in a bid for another shopping center in Central Europe. Maybe just some color on what is location and potential yield and what's the market condition you're expecting. And the third question would be regarding the target LTV. So what is your target LTV at this stage? And you also mentioned the refinancing of the remaining loan. What will be the expected refinancing rate for this expiration? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take the first three questions, and my colleague Olaf Borkers will probably comment on the loan extension. With the guidance, probably it looks a little like the upper end, or we are probably a little above it. However, I mean, we still have 6 months to go. And the difference, if you take it by share, it's very, very minor. So if you still have some fluctuations in your maintenance costs or so, it's not really seasonal, our FFO, but there are some impacts that easily could make up the difference. Yeah, so we still feel confident with that range, and it doesn't look too bad that we are at the upper end.
Okay, great. Yeah.
With the acquisitions, more light. Yeah, I mean, we can't comment because we have signed confidentiality agreements, but on the German one, we are optimistic to go forward. We are in concrete negotiations, and let's be optimistic and hope that we can close on that one. And we can't comment on yield at the moment, but location-wise, it would be in the southern part of Germany. And in the other one, I mean, we have stated before that it's in a country we are not in the Czech Republic, and more we can't say at that moment. However, with the yields, and I'm sure you follow up on the agents also, we will pay market quoted yields on such assets. However difficult that is to determine, there are no low-hanging fruits out there.
And what is the size you're potentially looking at?
Yeah, I mean, the size of a one German shopping center is in square meters, so it's the average size of our shopping center is 39,000 square meters, so this is a little below that, the German center, but it's still a big shopping center. And the one in Central Eastern Europe is a big shopping center with more than 80,000 square meter. And
right.
But investment volume-wise, I can't comment. I mean, this is not possible at that stage, of course.
Yeah, okay, that's a
and
good
one. Yes, it's a big one. And with the LTV, I mean, we feel comfortable with an LTV up to 45%, which is far from our current level. And we are not targeting that high level, but we can absorb a little more debt. Yeah, we are repaying year by year at least roughly 20 million in the group, and we have delevered quite a bit over the last 2 to 3 years. So, anything up to 40%, I would still feel very, very comfortable in those days. Yeah, but we don't have an idea to actively steer to that level, but it might happen with one or the other acquisition now. If we are happy to get them, that we go slightly up on the or compared to the current level.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
And
great.
Olaf, maybe I hand over to you for the extension of the loan.
Oh, you, it was a question regarding to the LTV, and I think you answered already the question. The LTV target for the new acquisition is around 60%. That's higher than what we have done in past. And as Wilhelm already said, we are very comfortable with this current loan-to-value, but we also feel happy with the LTV, which is higher than 40-45%.
Right.
Okay, maybe I've misunderstood this question. Sorry. Okay.
The last question is on the refinancing rate. What will be the expected refinancing rate for
It depends on the country which we are in. In Germany, we currently have to pay margins which are at 50 to 60 basis points. That means for a 10-year interest, a fixed interest period, it is roughly 1%, and for Eastern Europe, I would add roughly 30 to 40 basis points. So for a 10-year interest period, we have to pay 1.4% roughly at current stage.
Great. That's clear. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question comes from the line of Ruud van Manen of ABN AMRO. Please go ahead.
Hi there, and thank you very much for the presentation. My first question relates to what you see currently at the retailers on trying to rationalize maybe the store base, similar to what we've seen earlier in the year by Gary Weber, Tom Taylor, and Hugo Boss. Have others followed, and how's that situation developing?
There are some cases of insolvencies, others struggle or reduce their shop base, and of course we follow up as soon as we hear it, and we usually see it before when we look at the numbers, which retailers, especially in the fashion segment, are struggling and which are performing good. So with the names you mentioned, like Gary Weber or Tom Taylor is a big name, and we have stated that earlier, they close more than 100 of their shops, and it's very, very little, if any, that they close in our shopping centers. So this tells us and should tell you that if they do the ABC analysis, we are at least in A or B because they don't close the shops on a regular basis in our shopping centers. There are other cases like Zero where there's an insolvency. There's a case of Promote, which it's in the last 2-3 days, it came up that they might go into insolvency. But to be honest, we are not too much affected by those events. Here and there, yes, in the one or the other shopping center, a couple of shops. For us, it looks more like a regular, releasing activity, but we don't see a full trend that those mid-sized fashion tenants, for example, or especially really tumble and make us big problems. But of course, you would love to have stronger tenants with better performance to be able to increase rents in the future. But we have no headache, but of course, we watch that very carefully. That answers your question.
Very clear. Regarding the potential acquisition in Germany, the 50% stake, who is scheduled to be managing that center when you would acquire it?
It's in ECE management, and as we only have a 50% stake and we're quite happy with the management, it will stay there.
Okay. So it's currently managed by ECE.
Yeah. It's many, many shopping centers in Germany. So if you want to acquire good shopping centers in Germany, it's really, I mean, there are a couple of some, but some of the really good ones are in hands of people that don't sell them and manage them by themselves, and many of the others are managed already by ECE. It's a home turf, yeah.
Clear. Can you give any kind of indication what the expected timelines for a potential conclusion of both deals would be?
This is very hard, but it should happen, the one in autumn and the other one with a big deal we are looking at in Central Eastern Europe, that can take also a little longer than autumn. But this is really rough estimation here. I mean, the sellers are driving the process. It's the one case, it's a formal bidding procedure, and they make the timeline. In the other case, I would assume that it will happen the next 2 to 3 months if we come to a positive situation to be able to sign something.
And what would you say would be where yields have moved over the past 3 to 6 months?
It's hard to say, but I think in the first half year, probably it's another 10 to 15 basis points. But, you know, it's with its general statements, it's a little difficult because then you again have to discuss, is it a A center in an A city or B center in an A city? But the general trend, I see it's maybe 5 to 15 basis points. Now.
Yes, clear. My last question relates to Gdansk. Could you give us an update on what the situation regarding the necessary permits currently is?
Yeah, we're still at the stage that after we got the environmental permit to apply for the relocation of some infrastructure around it, we have scheduled an update in September because there was a deadline, and after that we are able to comment on that hopefully in more detail, but as we have stated last, I think an opening end of 18, but more likely beginning of 19 is the likely course. Many, many steps in between to be taken. Of course, we would love to do it as early as possible. On the other hand, we haven't invested much money in it, so we will only invest the money once we have the building permit, so there's no interest carry on that. We were actively working on that, but it's still from a perspective, a midterm view.
Okay, thank you very much. Those were my questions.
Next question comes to line of André Remke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So, as a follow-up question on Gdansk, can you quantify probably in terms of months what is the current planning status in comparison to the original plans? You mentioned end of 18, beginning of 19. Can you remind me on the original plans?
Yeah, I think the last time we have mentioned, I mean, it was a little moving target that we had that is probably end of 18. And so this might shift now. And we usually look at two dates, yeah, end of the year and beginning of the year, because we usually open extensions up in the Easter season or before Christmas, yeah, to get the full leeway from the sales when you do your extensions. So that's why we have now included spring of 2019 to that schedule. And it would be, I mean, we will have to wait to the detailed discussions in September to see how the step plan looks and how the extension can go forward.
So the risk is there that there could be a further postponement later 2019? Or do you see any risk?
No, that's what I would expect.
Sorry?
No. I think 2019, the spring of 2019 is the next, I mean, one of the realistic dates that we would work on. No, I wouldn't go beyond 2019. No, then you have misinterpreted my words, or I phrased it wrongly, sorry.
Mm. And do you see any risk in realizing the expansion in total?
No. No, market demand from the leasing side is very good. We have just reported, or I stated at the beginning, that sales are rather good, frequencies are rather good, especially abroad, or abroad they are a little better than in Germany, should put it that way. A little more cautious here. And no, it's nothing that would hinder us from today's point of view to do that, except the permit, and we work on that.
Okay.
And it's many, many detailed permits, intermediate permits in between that we need to reach. That's why it's so hard to come up with a hard date on that end.
Okay. Then another question. You are working on the two mentioned shopping centers for quite a while, so I do not mean this is negative, but are there meanwhile any other transactions visible in the markets you are focusing on which could be interested for you, or are you fully concentrated on the two mentioned centers at the moment, or is there simply nothing else in the market? So to give us an indication here.
Let's say from what is really interesting for us and what fulfills our criteria, we are quite happy with the two that we are looking at. Nothing hinders us to look at anything that comes up, so we are not too preoccupied with the two ones we are bidding on that we can't look on something else. However, quality-wise, there's nothing that we could bid on at the moment. Yeah, but we hear from the pipeline, it's slowly communicated from the sales agent companies, that there could be another nice shopping center in Germany coming up, one or two even in this year, but then this would probably start in autumn. Yeah, so we are, as we have stated before, very selective in the quality, and of course there are other shopping centers being offered, but looking at all our quality level and the fit to our portfolio, it's not so many. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your update. That's from my side.
Your next question comes from the line of Eric Zaltz of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the presentation. I think most of the questions have been answered, but maybe one thing you've mentioned, that Brexit has a potential impact on more interest in continental European shopping centers, or Germany in particular. Do you see any evidence for that? That's actually the only question left. Thanks.
No, that's why I said it's our expectation. But I mean, we are in bidding processes and we see who's acting, who's not acting, and we talk to the people, the sales agent in the market. And I still have a feeling if you look for safe haven, and of course the UK for itself is a rather safe country, which now has a very special issue, which is a Brexit. I mean, if money is detracted from that, or it's not channeled to that country anymore, it needs to go somewhere. And Europe has become, from an investment point of view, looking at real estate, a little smaller. And I mean, it will go to the stable countries. And this is my guess or our expectation, that it will end up in the countries we are looking at also. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
okay.
I mean, there was a strong demand at the moment, and it is probably even increasing. Yeah. And it's my stomach investigation. There's no evidence in that sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very private market.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks for that. I mean, the comments you've made on the acquisitions, they seem like relatively similar to the ones made in the call at the first quarter results. If you look at the last 3 months and the progress in the two acquisition targets. Has there been many change, or what's causing the fact that it's taking a significant amount of time?
Yeah, let's put it that way. On the German center, we are in really concrete negotiations. So if we are optimistic, we'll have a realistic chance to close it in the next time, put it that way. I've tried to put it in the time frame. We are well advanced on that one. With the other one, we were bidding. Obviously, the process has slowed down a little bit. We are still in the process, among the last, and we can't comment why it takes a little longer on the seller side. So it's hard to judge on that one. So, but we are in good progress on the one, and the other one, it started later, and it's a very big shopping center, so it's not untypical but it takes one or two quarters of such a sale. And one is an absolute minimum. It's rather two quarters. So this is half a year. And yep. Our last call was mid-May. So there's a summer break. You know, it's nothing I would take negative from that. Yeah.
Okay. All clear. All clear. Thanks very much.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Georg Kanders of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning from Düsseldorf. I have only one question left. You mentioned this penalty payment in the first half. What amount is it?
It's roughly 700,000 euro. It's not untypical that you have those payments, but the level is a little higher than normal, put it that way. Yeah? Because it's normal that some tenants want to get out of their contracts before we start releasing very early, and then we let them out of the contract and we get some penalty payments. But it's probably a little exaggerating the growth that you saw in the first half, and where we thought it's just fair and make it transparent that there are some input, some extraordinary items.
But there is no vacancy from this left.
No. And we are still at 99%. You of course, always you have a little vacancy if somebody leaves and gets in, yeah? Mm-hmm. But there's no change in the structural vacancy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot.
Next question comes from line of Miriam Windens of LaSalle Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a question relating to the potential acquisitions. What is the upside that you could expect relating to the foreign center acquisition? As you indicate that you will pay market price, so is there some renovation aspect to it? Is it under rented, or do you actually just think that you will benefit from scale and cheaper financing?
Yeah, I mean, the last will, of course, benefit from cheap financing.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we pay a high price. But we have stated also before that the margin between the net initial yields you pay for such centers and a very low interest rate for at least 10 years will give you, of course, a good benefit. On the other hand, and we see in the countries where we are in, a little higher growth on the turnover side of the tenants and a little faster rent growth. So we, beside that effect on coming out of the interest, the cheap interest, we see a good chance to see a slightly faster growth on that very center. However, this is not a turnaround candidate. It's standing nicely there. It's good renovated, so it's in a good shape. Otherwise, we wouldn't pay a high market price for a good running center. But it's very good and very dominant in its region and very stable, and that's why we are focusing on it.
Okay, and would you be interested in the whole, or are you looking to JV it as it's such a big one?
No, we go for the whole.
Okay, that would mean that you will have to finance it partly through equity, I guess.
Yes, and we have also announced it before. I mean, this is on a scale that, as usual, with big shopping centers we would do, and my colleague Olaf Borka said anything between 50, more likely 60% debt on that, and the size of that one is big enough for a good, normal or orderly sized equity increase.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen,
welcome.
There are no further questions on the phone line.
Thanks a lot from Hamburg. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful rest of the summer.